Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This program is entitled Networking That Really Works from a Real Contractor by Kent Crook. Tom, you've actually worked with Kent one-on-one, haven't you?
Yes, Bill, I have. Just a couple of months ago, I performed a two-day company overview for his organization.
While you were there, did you actually see him networking in any of the ways that he talks about in this presentation?
I sure did. And in fact, one thing I noticed right off the bat were the systems he had in place. He not only had systems in place for the general business operation, but he also had follow-up systems in place for every new networking contact that he made. Another thing that jumped out at me was the need to have a really, really great website. When you make a new networking contact, where's the first place they're going to go if they have interest in what you do? Well, the answer in today's world is your website.
Boy, you're right on both accounts, Tom. You know, systems need to be in place for all facets of a company's business, and that includes follow-up systems for networking contacts. In terms of websites, I think Kent is right on. It's been said that your technician is your company when it comes to customer contact. Well, I think the same is really true for your company's website. As a new customer, they're instantly going to make a judgment call of your company based on the quality of the website that they're looking at. Man, networking really is far more than just meeting people, isn't it? Our presenter, Kent Crook, is an outstanding example of how networking can build your business. He is an active member and a leader in the Chamber South Association, the Pinecrest Business Association, Greater Kendall Business Association, and the Executives Association of Greater Miami. As an active community member, Kent has donated both his time and his tools in order to train students at several educational institutions in Miami-Dade County. Additionally, Kent has served as a member for the Florida Alliance for Renewable Energy and the U.S. Green Building Council. The networking time Kent has invested in all these organizations is living proof that networking really does play a huge role in building a company's business. And now, with networking that really works from a real contractor, here's Kent Crook with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Hi, my name is Kent Crook. I've been a business owner for over 35 years. Actually, my first business was at 15. It was actually called KC Enterprises. My mother was a realtor, and she needed somebody to clean and paint the places, and that was my job. I'd go out there and clean and paint them at 15 years old, and learned that I could do something and make money at it, so it was great for me. Since then, I've owned over 22 businesses, mainly electrical company and service companies. I believe in service businesses. I don't really believe in opening up a bridal store, because then you got to rent an office space or a retail space, and you have to buy material, you have to buy all this stuff, so it costs a lot of money. I believe in the service world. Service is where I feel it's at. Today we're lacking service, and through me and service is how I've been able to grow my business. Really doing those things that our parents taught us, which is say thank you and please and showing up on time, respecting people's property, respecting their time. Those simple things that pretty much a lot of people have forgotten in today's world. But today what I want to talk about is I want to talk about networking. And what I mean by networking is getting out there and joining these business organizations in your area. There are tons of business organizations in everywhere that you live. Me, for 18 years, it was just me and an electrician. And in 2010, I found my first networking group. Actually, I went to a B&I. I don't know if any of you have heard of B&I. B&I actually happened to go to, but it really didn't work for me because me as a contractor needs to be there in the morning. And also it was a once a week group, and I couldn't commit to once a week. And then I got invited to a networker that was called WKBA, which happened to meet at lunchtime. And I happened to go to this business group, and that was in 2005 that I found my first business group. And when I went in this room, I looked around and noticed that there was bankers there, and I could do work for bankers, and there was financial people, and I could do work, and realtors. Looking at all those realtors in this group, I could do a lot of business with realtors. And then there was a shirt guy, and I, at that time, I actually needed a shirt. And there was an insurance guy, and I was actually seeking for insurance, and I didn't know where to go. And here are these people in this group, and so I joined this networking group. And then one thing that I realized, there wasn't a single contract in the room. There wasn't a plumber, there wasn't an electrician, there wasn't an AC guy, there wasn't a roofer, there wasn't a contractor. No contractors in this business group. And that was in 2005. In 2005 to 2008, I had actually joined 10 networking groups. I pretty much networked a lot during the day. I had my business, and it started growing. And I grew from two guys and two trucks to 35 employees and 18 trucks. running service only. No new construction, just hanging fans and fixtures and repairing landscape lights and repairing panels and anything that somebody needed. And I believe there's a great demand for service. You know what I love about service? Service is that one thing that somebody has a problem. Their lights aren't working, their panel's sparking, and they need service. So we show up, we take care of the problem, they're happy, they pay my employee, I'm happy. It's a great world to live in. None of these jobs where you have to wait 60 days, 90 days to get paid, the contractor beats you up on the getting paid. It's just you go there, you service a customer. As long as you do your job and do your job well, they'll keep coming and they'll keep telling their friends. Well, from 2005 to 2008, for me growing my company so large, I actually, in the beginning of the recession, I had to shut down a company in 22 years. And losing that company made me learn a lot of things. Well, I started over in 2008. And in 2008 to 2014, I now have grown my company in the middle of a recession to 25 employees and 10 service trucks. Again, on just service and repair. And at this point, though, in my life, I really only involved in four networking groups. I got very involved. I'm also on a board of a hospital, and I'm involved in my community. So I've learned a long time ago, to get, you have to give. And it's either your time, your knowledge, or your money, but you get involved in your community, and the next thing you know, the business will come. And then I realized, too, in 2008, when I shut down the company, I actually blamed it on the recession, and I blamed it on contractors not paying me. But when I come to find out about it, what happened was between 2005 and 2008, I grew from two guys to 38 employees, and I just grew too fast, too quick. The business was there, but I ran out of cash, and cash kills companies. So this time around, I've grown my company slowly. I put on less than two trucks a year now, but I still, my guys have been working 10 or 15 hours a week overtime for the last year and a half. But I'm holding back, letting them work through overtime. Eventually, I put on a new truck, and I move forward, and I've been growing. And since then, I've written a book called Rockstar Networking. And Rockstar Networking is tips on how to help you network and what will make you successful in networking. And I guess the first tip we'll start off with is throw away your business card. I know that sounds kind of funny to me, throw away your business cards, because everybody lives for their business card. But really, your business card, what I mean by that is stop going to these networking groups and just stop and passing out your card. Keep your card in your pocket until somebody asks for it. If somebody asks for it, that means that they want it and they're interested in it. But always take everybody else's cards. It's very important to take the other person's card, and when you take the card, look at it. Pay attention to it. Read it. Look at the address. Maybe they happen to be near your office, or maybe there's something in common that you have by looking at their card. And then let's say it's a business card from somebody, maybe a financial advisor, and maybe today in your life you really don't need a financial advisor, but you don't just blow them off because they're a financial advisor. You're thinking, you know, I don't have a need for them, but you know what? They might need your services. Or better yet, maybe ask him, say, how long have you been doing that? And just out of curiosity, maybe he's only been doing it for 4 or 5 years, and you see some gray hair in his head and say, well, what have you been doing before? Well, I used to race motorcycles. I said, wow, I raced motorcycles when I was a kid. So you find something in common with somebody. You build relationships with them. You start talking to them. And next thing you know, you guys have kids playing little league soccer together or football. Or, you know, what I find out a lot, because I've lived in Miami most of my life, I end up going to the same school with these people and maybe not graduating at the same time, or maybe it did, but you don't know unless you start asking questions and talking to them. So you take that business card and you look at it, you pay attention to it, and then, you know, you talk to them for a little bit and then you move on to somebody else. But to finish up with business cards, there's a whole process that I have with business cards. That's why I take everybody's business card that gives them to me. I'll take their business card, and when I get back to my office, I'll send them an email. And I'll say, hey, it was great meeting you at the business association last night or the day before. And by the way, if you ever need an electrician, we're always here to serve you. Anything you need, we can take care of it for you. And by the way, if you mentioned that we met you at the networker last night, we'll give you a 10% discount on your next bill. So please keep us in mind. And we also want to keep your business in mind as well, because every now and then we might need your service. So it's something that should be done after. You should follow up with those business cards and send out a nice friendly email to let them know that it was nice meeting you. They have your information there in front of them. And then I also send out newsletters. I send out a monthly newsletter. I'm actually going to move it up to biweekly. But every month I send out a newsletter. I really don't talk about me. I talk about something that can help them. We're in this world today where you have to people don't really care that you're great or what all the jobs you've done, or that they more care about what can you do for them. And so I come up with, hey, how to save energy, turn your fans off, don't have your fans running when you're not home during the day, or a lot of different concepts of what you can do to save energy, or maybe LED light bulbs, or, you know, it's daylight savings time, it's time to change your battery and smoke detectors. Oh, by the way, do you know that they make smoke detectors with 10-year batteries, so you can change those smoke detectors and not have to worry about changing the batteries anymore? But so you send out a newsletter, something more of something that will help them. Let's go back to the next step, which is to forget your friends. And what that means is when you go to these business groups, stop going and talking to the people you know. Always, you know, go up and say hello, say how you're doing, everything. But you need to move on to somebody you don't know. Meet new people, talk to strangers. It's okay to talk to strangers, actually. And, you know, and just start having a conversation. Obviously say, hey, so how'd you end up here today? Have you been here before? You know, and what is it that you do? Me personally, I never push my business. I always have a shirt with my name on. I always have my name tag on. My shirts actually have my name on the back as well, because you get more back time than you get face time. But I put more interest into knowing those people and remember something about them. Remember earlier I was saying maybe that guy told you that he used to ride motorcycles. The next time you see him, say, hey, have you been riding your bike lately, or something like that? So you remember something about people, too, when they talk to you about networking. And, you know, forgetting your friends is you have plenty of time to hang out with your friends. But when you go to network, you go to network to do one thing, and that's to get business or to grow your business. That's what I love doing, is growing my business. So when you network, you know, you're there to meet new people, not just to meet the same people you know every time. I know you're more comfortable talking to your friends, but if this is the one time that you want to move away from your friends and meet new people. Actually, what I'm really good on is I've been networking for so long that I always know who the new people in the room are. They're usually the ones sitting there by themselves eating, okay? And really, you don't go to these networking events to eat either. I mean, you can eat lunch or eat breakfast anytime, anywhere. I'm the person that's the last person to sit down when they call it's time to eat or whatever, because I'm there to work a room, to say hello to people, talk to people, and to get to know them. And it turns out most times I go to a networking event, I'll get one or two people throughout our conversation say, hey, you know what, I could use an electrician in my house. Do you hang fixtures? I said, sure I do. Now, what I always do is I make sure on their card, I write on the back of the card, they need a fan installed or they need a fixture installed. And when I get back to my office, I give it to my dispatcher. And within hours, if not first thing the next morning, they'll be calling that customer and said, hey, I know you met Kent yesterday and he said you need some electrical services. We're here to serve you. So, you know, you have to follow up on those leads as well. Don't just go out there and network and don't grab those customers that need your service, because that impresses them as well. It's, hey, they had a service or they had a problem and you're there to fix it. Because really, isn't that what it's all about? To serve the customer and to fix their problems? Another thing is stop going there and trying to sell yourself. Don't sell yourself and I'm great, I do this, I do Home Depots, I do that. You know, talk to people, get to know them, build relationships with them, get to know people. People do business with people they know, they like, and they trust. Well, if they've never seen you before, yeah, maybe they need you that time, but maybe the second or third time you meet them, they'll think, hey, you know what, I do need some work around my house, and I heard you're pretty good, or even better, what I always tell people is, you know what, hopefully you don't need me, maybe it's your neighbor who needs me, and you can recommend me that way. Because, again, you know, isn't it great, a referral? Referral is a much better lead than just a cold call. So if you get referrals from people, that's much better for your business than just going out there cold calling. I don't really ever cold call. I don't think I've ever cold called in my life. I believe in, you know, joining the groups that are in the area that you want to do your business and get to know people that way. And sooner or later, the business will come. You know, I talked about find something in common. That's really important to when you talk to people, is to, you know, find a commonality between the two of you. Not that, you know, you're an electrician and he's a banker. Well, you know, bankers are great. They're good people to know. There's a bank that I built a relationship with, and I was at a networking event, and this lady came from across the room, and she goes, Kent, I've been wanting your business for years. And the funny thing was right after I closed down my business at 22 years, and I'm thinking, man, nobody wants my business. But she came over and said, we want your business. And I said, well, it's great, but, you know, you only have like 3 or 4 branches, and I'm, you know, 20 minutes away from you, from my branch. And they said, don't worry, there's a check swiping machine that we can give you, and you can swipe your checks and never have to come to the bank again. And I've been doing business with this bank for probably 10 years now. And it's a community bank, which I believe in community banks, because community banks, you can build relationships with them. And And you know, every now and then I'll get a phone call. Hey, Kent, one of your employees here, you forgot to sign the check. You know, is it okay to cash your check? Big banks won't do that. I mean, it's, you know, the things with the community banks which make a difference. And now what the amazing thing is, I probably do work for 10 or 15 of their vice presidents and presidents of different branches, and I also do work for their bank. So really the money just runs between each other's hands. So that's one of the great things about doing business with people that you know. There's another good story that my first networking group, that I happened to go in this group, and there was a guy named George. He was an insurance guy. And actually, I was really looking for insurance for my employees. I wanted to grow a better company and hire better employees, and you know you have to have insurance to do that. That helps a lot. And I met this guy, George, and he started writing my insurance, and he's been doing it for years. And three, 4 years later, somebody came up to me, an insurance guy, and he goes, I really want to do your business. I see you got some employees. And I said, listen, I'd love to give you my business, but George has been doing my insurance for years, and I trust George. And even if you could save me $5 or $10, I wouldn't change, because I know George is always there for me. I know he's always been there for me. And the funny thing was, after that, he goes, you know what? I could use an electrician like you. And I ended up doing work for him. So he was trying to sell me, and I ended up selling him, just because I was an honest person and a loyal person to a friend. Because wouldn't you rather do business with somebody you know than somebody new? There's another thing that I talk about, which is in my steps to being a rockstar networker, is called fake it till you make it. And what that's all about is feel comfortable with yourself in these groups and go in there and just talk to people, because they're all there to talk to you. It's not like when you're dating and the girl might not want to talk to you. This is somewhere where people do want to talk to you and get to know you and get to know more about you. And I remember that first group that I belonged to, it was called TABA. It was West Kendall Business Association, TABA. And I remember it was the second or third time I was there, I was still one of those people that kind of stood in the corner, didn't know anybody, afraid to talk to people. And they had a bowl, and every month they'd pull your name out of the bowl. And if your name got picked, the next month you had to go up in front of the group and talk about your business. And of course, I'm a very lucky person, a very blessed person. Sure enough, my card got picked. And I'm like, oh man. And I had two people at the table go, I'll do it. I go, well, thank you, know what? So it gave me a month to prepare myself. So a month later, it was my turn. I got up there. I actually talked from my heart about who I was. I talked a little bit about my business and what we do, but I really talked more about who I am and that I'm a father and I'm a business owner and I love what I do. I love helping people. That's why I love the service business, because they have problems and I fix their problems. And amazing enough, when I got through speaking, even though I messed up 3 or 4 times, people actually stood up and clapped for me. And that one experience at that business group changed me, who I was. And I said, you know what? I can do this. I have no problem with talking in front of strangers. I mean, even though I messed up 3 or 4 times, nobody knew I messed up. Only I knew I messed up. But from that day forward, I've been networking, and that has helped my business tremendously grow throughout my career as an electrician. I also want to talk about how important it is that your word, if you give somebody your word and you tell them you're going to be there, you're going to show up, that you need to do that. If you make a promise to there was a thing called Kapow, Kids in the Power of Work. And I, some guy came and talked to me. I started talking to him. Next thing you know, I agreed to do a year of Kapow, which basically once a month I'd go to schools and I'd talk about, there was actually a protocol you had to follow and talk to kids and make them understand about how to run a business and do things like that. But once you commit to something, you have to do it. There's nothing more important than your word and doing what you say. But networking definitely is a thing that I've seen that not many contractors. Again, 10 years I've been doing it, since 2005. It's almost 9 years of networking. There's still no contractors, no roofers, no painters. Every now and then I'll see an air conditioning guy pop in and out. There's no other electrician doing it. A couple of my electrician buddies joined a couple groups. They're not the ones that I hang out, and they're doing pretty well as well because they saw how successful I was in networking. But networking really helps your business. It's amazing for relationships that you can build. Because once again, people do business with people they know, they like, and they trust. So who would you rather do business with? Somebody you know or somebody you met? Or I guess before it was open a phone book, but that doesn't happen anymore. Now it's who'd you find online? Who'd you find on the internet? And talking about the internet, something else that's really tremendously important, and that is your website. You've got to have a great website. You've got to have, when I talk to people, I say, oh, my website needs work, then you're wasting your time doing anything else, because your business card, your networking, your AdWords, anything you do, if your website's not any good, then people, in the world we live in, it's all about speed and time, and people are just popping in and out of, you know, they look for an electrician. For me, it's I'm in Miami. If you type in electrician Miami, I'm going to be on the first or second non-paid, and depends on how times are and if we're slow at business or if we're busy, because actually I have full control of my AdWords, which my AdWords run from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and I'll be number one or two as well on the top, and then I'll be one or two on the non-paid, because that's where I spend my money on marketing, because I feel that print for me as a service guy doesn't really work. I feel that if somebody needs an electrician, you know, the wife's going to call the husband's going to be in his car or at a business meeting, he's going to pull it up on his phone, his iPad, he's going to type in electrician, it's going to pop up in his area because it does that automatically. And if you're not there on the first page, if you're not there, they're going to go somewhere else. And then if you are there and your website stinks, they're going to bounce off to find somebody who looks like a professional. So definitely invest that money and get a good website up. And that's key important. But then also, which is just as important as your website, is when they call your office should be, you know, your first touch, your first sight that a customer gets a hold of you. And actually, if you call my office, it'll actually say, this is a marvelous Monday or terrific Tuesday at Wiremaster Electric. This is Kent. How can I brighten your day? So we take somebody who's in a situation where their panel, their lights are going on and off, or their panel's sparking, or FPL pulled the power company pulled their meter, and we're gonna put a smile on their face. And through the whole service part of the business, it's all about customer service. When you call my office, you get that first touch. The second thing, then we book you for an appointment. When the day of the scheduled appointment, one of my employees, when he's leaving the warehouse to go to the job site, he actually calls the customer and says, hey, Mrs. Smith, this is Steve. I'm on my way to your house. Just wanted to confirm your address, and it will be there within a half hour or so. And we started doing that because I actually have a guarantee on time or on us. Being late is not okay. You've got to be on time. So we started calling because we'd get to people's house and they'd still be in bed. They would never expect that we'd be there on time. Another reason that we call is just in case my dispatcher might have transposed a number or the address wasn't correct or something, because that'll save that time of my employee driving to the wrong address. And what we do is we give a one-hour window. Let's say the first appointment is between 8 and 9. My employees, actually, I don't even call employee, my team member, is supposed to be there at 8 o'clock. The extra hours for traffic or a flat tire or a ticket or something to cause them not to be there within that hour window. But really, they're supposed to be there within that first window. And then they go there. My guys wear little booties, and they wear uniforms, and they're all drug tested, and they've been background checked. So it's really important for them to be there and present well. And also, the trucks are clean. I have a rule, nothing on the dashboard. And my trucks have to be clean on the inside. Believe it or not, you can always see the floor on my vans. That, you know, I inspect my trucks, and the trucks have to be clean. Because if a customer comes out to your truck, and he sees your truck is neat and clean, he knows that you're going to do neat and clean work inside his house. So it's that mentality. It's the big corporate world. Look like a big company, even though you're a small company. You can still represent yourself as a reputable company by keeping yourself neat and clean and organized. Okay, so then we go there and we do a great job and we take care of the customer's problems. And then a day or two later, we actually make a happy call. It's a happy call, but actually we call it an opportunity call. We call the customer and said, hey, Mr. Smith, I know Larry was out there yesterday. I just wanted to make sure everything went well. Oh, and by the way, was he supposed to do anything else? Was he supposed to order any parts or anything got missed or whatever? No. Well, since you had a great experience and everything, since I have you on the phone, is there anything else that you need? So it's really an opportunity that they've already used your services, and now that they might need again. And then, by the way, if you wouldn't mind doing me a favor, and I go, well, would you mind telling your friends? You know, because again, there's nothing better than referral. Talking about referral, one other thing on my business card, on the back of my business card, I actually have a $25 coupon. And there's a $25 coupon if you use this again, or you get it, or a $25 referral fee, and that person gets $25 off. So really, yes, it could cost me $50, but that $50 is is pennies to what it would really cost to market and find somebody new. Because if you get a referral from somebody, that person's already told that customer that you guys do good work, that maybe you're not the cheapest, but you are the best. And so there's nothing better than referral. That's why I do that on the back of my business card. Don't let the back of your business card go to waste. There's good real estate there. You should use that real estate. Use it for something well. And to end this, I just want to say that I love what I do. I love growing companies, building companies. I love servicing people. And in this world that we live in, service is lacking. We're such in a big box world where people are used to crappy service. So if you deliver over-the-top service, you'll get a lot of business. And that's what's been driving my business is customer service and taking care of the customer and serving your clientele. Thank you very much. Kent Crook.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.